We rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, restore us to oneness with ourselves and with other people, even as you have restored us to oneness with you through faith in our Lord Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, help the leaders of the civil realm, both here and around the world, to follow paths of justice for all people, protecting the weakest and poorest in every society, and to practice honesty and integrity in all their affairs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, we believe with all people who suffer affliction of body, mind, or spirit. And especially, Lord, we hold up before you those who are mentioned in our bulletins, the ones who are homebound, the ones who are sick or recovering. And in the silence of our hearts, we remember those who are special to us. We remember with thanksgiving Rosanna Leeson for the good news of the healing that has taken place in her. And we pray, O Lord, for your continued healing hand upon her, rejoicing in your goodness, that she may also rejoice yet among us on this earth. And we pray for the people who are persecuted around the world, particularly now we think of the Coptic Church in Egypt, where there have been some more bombings. We pray for your strength to them. We pray for the converts from Islam, the ones who are facing so much persecution and threats to their lives. We pray for the Dalit Christians in India and those whose lives are placed into your good hands. We thank you, O Lord, for those who are faithful and for those who have shown us what it means to trust you with all their hearts. Lord, grant that all people may look to you and experience healing and wholeness according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, be with us this weekend as we remember those who have fallen while serving our country. And we think particularly of Cody Patterson, and we remember his family especially right now in the silence of our hearts, and others whom we know. You have given us this good land as our heritage. Support us in defending our liberties and give those to whom we have entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom that there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful. In troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All glory, honor, power, and might be unto you, dear Father, who with your Son, Jesus, are living and reigning in the unity of love by the Holy Spirit, ever one God in three persons, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. And we continue with the prayer our Lord himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Our closing anthem, Go Now in Peace, by the choir.